A word for you from Numbers 32 and verse 23. Be sure your sin will find you out. Sin thrives in the darkness. Shadows of the night disappear when the sun rises. Selfish deeds dreamed up in the unreal fantasy world of night all too often prove to be foolishness when exposed in the full light of day. Though his hatred is covered with deceit, his wickedness will be revealed in the assembly. If Satan can deceive you into believing that no one can see your sin, then he can blind you to what everyone around you clearly sees to be the truth. In darkness and private, in the hidden recesses of our imagination, Satan can whisper, "Go ahead, sin. Nobody needs to know." Sin makes you actually found out by marking your character. We do what we do because we are who we are. What we say reveals what we think, and what we think reveals what we are. The ancient line, "Nobody has to know," lies at the heart of the belief that it's only wrong if you get caught. But we read in the scripture that there's nothing covered that will not be revealed. There's nothing hidden that will not be known. How can anyone contend that wrong is made right by no one seeing it? Even if no one else knows what you've done, how could that make it right for you to do what you know to be wrong? God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. Yet all too often the world tempts us. It doesn't really matter what you do. It's all relative. Take what you want. Do what you choose. Behave whatever way you want to. As long as no one sees you, as long as you don't get caught, who cares? Nobody needs to know, just do it. That is no doubt much of what was going on in the mind of Achan. As God led Joshua and the tribes of Israel to enter the promised land, he gave instructions there was to be absolutely no looting. Jericho was to be completely destroyed except for Rahab and her family, who had hidden and protected the two scouts. However, after people had marched around Jericho, blown their trumpets, watched the mighty walls of Jericho collapse, one man, Achan, coveted the gold and silver he found in the rubble. He violated the covenant which God had commanded the Israelites to keep. He stole. He hid these items in the ground under his tent. And when the Israelites were defeated in the initial attack on Ai, Joshua tore his robes, fell face down on the ground, sought the Lord with much grief. And the Lord said, "What are you doing lying down there on your faith? Get up. There's sin in the camp." We often fail because God has abandoned us, but actually because we abandoned God first. Many times whole nations have suffered because of the sins of a few. But God sees everything, and the wages of sin is death. Achan thought he could get away with it, but his sin was exposed, and he and his family were destroyed as a result.